This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. The 2010 baseball season has begun, and our book reviewer, Alan Chews, has found what he considers the first fine baseball novel of the season. It's called The Man with Two Arms, and it's written by Chicago writer and teacher Billy Lombardo.
The man of the title is Danny Granville. He comes from Chicagoland, and he has two golden arms. His baseball-crazed father, Henry, raises him from infancy to play ball, and specifically to pitch both left-handed and right-handed. With coach's thoughts in his head and AstroTurf in his basement, Father Henry cultivates a champion, a switch pitcher who grows up to become a beautifully trained athlete with a great talent for baseball. Through high school and college, we watch Denny grow, and when he hits the majors, playing for the Cubs, his first season looks as though it's going to be a triumph. Denny is something like a natural, and his game-obsessed father does everything he can to enhance his son's natural abilities. From the boy's first year on, the father directs him steadily and scientifically toward balance. As Denny's art student girlfriend Bridget discovers when she gets him to undress in preparation for posing for her, that early propensity for balance has produced in the ballplayer an anatomical symmetry close to perfection. It seems perfectly appropriate that Denny begins his major league career by pitching several games as close to perfect as it gets when the pitcher bows out in a late inning. Lombardo's one-of-a-kind novel about a one-of-a-kind ball player is just as engrossing as a perfect game going into the late innings. If you're in the stands, you don't want to look away from the field, let alone leave the stadium early. Those who love to read about this great pastime will have the same feeling when reading about Denny Granville on and off the field.
The novel is The Man with Two Arms by Billy Lombardo. Our reviewer, Alan Chews, teaches writing at George Mason University in Fairfax, Virginia.